Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Now, faith begins where the will of God is known. If you're not quite sure what the will of God is concerning a certain thing, whatever it is, then the very nature of faith itself. Well, let me back up here a little bit. Faith is a spiritual force. Comes out of the born-again human spirit. And when it's the power of God lies dormant until a demand is made on it. Now the power, the healing power of God, the miracle power of God, and the forgiving power of God is all the same force. That's the reason it's so important. So important to take care of any unforgiveness. And you don't have to feel better about it. You just need to be obedient. Feelings will change. Those are just symptoms. Forgiveness is a decision and an act of obedience. I forgive them because I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I have been ordered to do so, and it is done today. They're forgiven today. That's the end of that. They're forgiven today. I do not hold that in my heart. Now, the spiritual force of faith that is resident in the born-again human spirit, when that force is released, it makes connection with the healing power of the Holy Spirit. And the healing power then flows. But now, that spiritual force doesn't move. The force of faith that's in your spirit doesn't move without a determined decision and action. It's released through the mouth, and it's released in corresponding action. Amen. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself here somebody. Well, no, I'm catching up with God here is what I'm doing. Amen. Let me quote Mark 11:24 to you now. Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you will have them. You will. Now God's given His word. Amen. Your faith has made you whole. Be it done unto you as you have believed. See, you have a part to play. The woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of His garment. Her faith did what? Activated the healing power of God that was in Jesus. You are not the sick trying to get healed. You are the healed. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're the seed of Abraham. Healing belongs to you. You are the healed, and the devil's trying to steal your life. Healing belongs to you. Now notice this, starting with the 8th verse, Isaiah 54:8. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment. When was that? 3 days and three nights. 3 days and three nights that Jesus spent in the bowels of the earth, in hell. I hid my face in a little wrath. Read that out loud. In a little wrath, I hid my face from thee for a moment. Now get this. But with everlasting hesed, covenant promise, hallelujah. With everlasting hesed will I have mercy on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Verse 9, this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn, that's covenant hesed, as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn I would not be wroth with you or rebuke you. Look at me. God ain't mad no more. Oh, the wrath of God don't belong to us. Hallelujah. The grace of God belongs to us. We're healed. We're well. I don't care what you did yesterday. Your healing is here today. Hallelujah. Rise up and take it. Rise up and take it. Rise up and lay hold of it. Rise up and take your miracle. Glory to God. Glory to God. Gloria Camilla. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I take authority. Gloria and I as a team, a healing team together right now. I take authority over every sickness, every disease, every spirit of pain, everything, everything under the curse of the law. Every weakness, every grief, every sorrow. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take authority over every principality, every power, every ruler of the darkness of this world. You don't rule us. I bind you and I cast you out.
Thank you. Praise.
And I declare healing. I declare miracles.
Yes. We took authority. Now you take healing.
Hallelujah.
Jesus himself, think about it again now. Jesus himself took your infirmities, your sicknesses, your diseases, your weaknesses. And we have it written in black and white right here, written in the blood of Jesus, that you are healed.
Amen.
All we have to do is take it ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
I take my healing. I take my healing. I take my deliverance in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
God set up eternal law.
Yes.
Where the law has to be satisfied.
Justice. It's called justice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's justice. He's a just God. And the law has to be satisfied. But he did not say that the person that broke the law had to take the punishment for it. And he began to say then, No, no, no. Don't kill the man. Kill an animal. I'll take the animal's blood. Well, I know he, you know, I know he took that whipping from me, but I just feel like there's just something I need to do. Right after, I mean, we were still in Tulsa. Oh, I was still in ORU. And I started to tell you about this earlier, and I got sidetracked from it. But I did tell you that Gloria married me in my notes. But then, yeah, wasn't no way I was going to. She'd asked me, I'd have lied about it. Because I didn't know the Lord then. A lie was two things.
I'm just telling them that's
true. Yeah. A lie, in those days, a lie was two things. It's an abomination to God and an ever-present help in a time of need. That's the way I looked at it, brother. And hey, listen, she belonged to me right at the first time I ever saw her. And so, anyway, I had a $3,000 note at the bank, and if it had been that had, I'd had a long time. And I'd pay a little on it, and something that happened, and then, you know. And it got to the place where it was no longer bank record. It was just in the bank president's desk drawer. I called him and I said, Mr. McCandless, things are different now. I've accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm a student at Oral Roberts University. I'm going into ministry. And I want you to know, sir, that I have made a firm commitment to God, and I'm making a firm commitment to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As soon as the money comes into my hands, I will pay that note. And he laughed. And he said, Kenneth, he said, somebody came in here and paid that note. Well, of course, you know my first question was, who? Who did that? He said, I've been sworn to secrecy. I am to tell you to give Jesus the credit for it because he's the one that had the person pay it off. Man. Now, do you think I went in and told Gloria, well, you know, Gloria, somebody paid that $3,000, but you know, I still feel like I owe this, and I feel like I probably need to, I need to really find out who that was and pay them back, and that never crossed my mind.
It ain't gonna happen. I can tell you that right now.
Think about it. It was just as paid as if I had paid it. It was just as paid as if I had earned the money and put it in the bank and paid it off. It was just as paid. And in 11 months' time, we were completely out of debt, and we hadn't been in debt since. Praise God. 49 years ago. See, that's just the grace of God. Before grace, we couldn't do it. After grace, we still didn't do it. The grace did. Oh, I'm telling you, there's healings going on all over the place. Take it. Get your heart on it. Get your mind on it right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The healer's in the house.
We take our healing.
The healing's in the house.
I am healed by your stripes.
The healing's in the house. The healer's in the house.
Glory to God.
The healing's in
the house. Thank you, Jesus.
The healer's in the house.
Every
sickness. Praise God.
Every disease.
Praise God.
Under the curse.
Praise God.
And I've been redeemed from the curse. Say, I've been redeemed from the curse. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, praise God. Begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him.
Glory.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. In the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, it shall come to pass, if you'll not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. See, the curse is out there. It came when Adam did what he did. The curse is out there. And if you get off the New Testament law of love, the curse is just waiting on you. Get back on the law of love. Repent. Confess it before God. You get right back. Just stay there. Amen. Amen. Now, verse 22, you shall be smitten with consumption, fever, inflammation, extreme burning, with the sword or drought, with blasting and mildew or mold, jaundice, liver problems. That's all in that word translated mildew. Extreme burning means violent, fiery heat caused by streptococcus, encephalitis. Praise God. And you just go down the line.
Thank you, Jesus.
All of these, you'll be smitten with the botch of Egypt. Dear Lord, man, nobody wants the botch. But it's been taken care of. Emerald, scab, itch, wherewith you can't be healed. Blindness, astonishment of heart. See, all that's under the curse. Jesus bore all of that at one time. Shout it back at me. I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
He is not wroth with me.
He loves me.
He's my healer.
He's my healer.
I take it now.
I take it now.
I have it now.
I have it now.
I say it.
I say it.
Because I believe it.
I believe it.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
I was.
I was.
I am.
I am.
Healed.
Healed.
Now.
Now.
I take it now. Anything else?
Never believe anything else.
As long as I'm on this earth.
As long as I am on this
that
earth.
That belongs to me.
That belongs to me.
I have it.
I have it.
According to the Word of God.
According to the Word of God.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.